Get you out of your seat.
Come on, y'all, let's get it.
In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
DJ Rampage, the Mix Show Madness. Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Rampage. Shout out all my hip-hop heads on the check-in. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Dirty South. Turn me up, know who I be. DJ Rampage.
So I be sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my is universal if you got knowledge of Polo or Del myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. It cute at that. So, who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back because the wet. So, run and tell the others.
Back on the Last Day Radio Network. How to build mics in my workshop. Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm not going to go into depth talking about David Justice and Halle Berry. I got a lot of DMs on that specific topic, and I'm not really going to get into that. David Justice, if you're under a rock, David Justice did a podcast, and he spoke very ill of Halle Berry, which I thought was a bad look. That was like 30 years ago, but basically he said that as with Halle Berry, and a lot of millennials and Gen Z people, they don't know that David Justice was one of the most popular and recognized athletes in the United States at the time. And it's before Halle Berry won an Oscar. I mean, I don't want to discredit her Oscar. I hated to see that scene in Monsters Ball. I'm not even going to get into that. But David Justice was a bad mofo. Like he wasn't some guy that Halle Berry settled for and went dumpster diving for. That's not who David Justice was. So a lot of young people don't know that. But he's basically saying that, hey, she didn't cook, she didn't clean, I didn't see motherly instinct. A lot of women are online and very upset. Now, I don't think he should have said that. I thought it was disrespectful. I didn't think it was necessary. But I will say this. David Justice been married to his wife for the last 25 years. The last time, based on my scorecard, Halle Berry's been divorced thrice and had like two issues with baby daddies and all sorts of litigation. Like, she's blown her bag. She's been through a lot of relationships. I'll just say that. On a lighter note, I want to give a shout out to the Ambassadors Sports Network, ASN, some of the young homies at Oakwood University, my alma mater. I actually have Pax Fordham coming in, who used to intern on this show. He's coming on the Rubicon this week. And a group of young men at Oakwood University, they started covering sports. Now, I talk on this show. I am the voice of the Oakwood Ambassadors men's basketball team. So I call the Oakwood Ambassadors games during the fall. I think we have a package where we do between 8 and 10 games. I've been lobbying for quite some time to see Oakwood begin their own internal sports coverage. And I think it's fantastic. They have a great studio where you can record podcasts. It has a television feel to it. I think it was donated by WH&T or one of the local NBC or CBS affiliates donated a studio. So they got a brand new studio. They donated their equipment to Oakwood, and it's phenomenal. You have young kings and queens that are ultimately going to go into journalism, that are going to do media. Media is such a powerful tool. Even if you're not a full-time media person, the ability to get individuals to gravitate to your product, whatever you do in your career through media, is a very important skill moving forward. And you start to merge that with artificial intelligence. There's so many opportunities out there. So I saw these young kings out there getting it done. And I just want to say publicly, if anyone can plug me in with the Ambassadors Sports Network, if I can get to these gentlemen, they're immediately on this show if they're interested. Now, they may not want to work with old guy. They may not want to work with Unk. But I would love to get the Ambassador Sports Network to do some segments on this show, maybe do some co-hosting, perhaps do some guest hosting, and get them that exposure to Sirius. Howard University, 141, if you're listening. Get these guys on HBCU. So I'm a Sirius XM 141, which is HUR Voices. Howard University Radio also owns 142, Sirius XM 142, which is the HBCU network. That features a younger group of upcoming talents. I'd love to see these young gentlemen and ladies. I saw a couple of ladies out there that are part of this. I would love to see them have an opportunity to get on HBCU. If there's anything I could do to make that happen, but you guys, if you're listening, you're on the show immediately. I don't need a demo tape. I don't need a reference. I don't need none of that stuff because that's what it's about. If you have a platform and you're blessed to have success with your platform, and look, I ain't no Howard Stern. I ain't no Sean Hannity. I ain't no Stephen A. Smith. But I've been blessed to have a fantastic second career doing sports talk radio and now doing the Rubicon, healthcare for the culture. If you have that platform and you're not giving back, you're not helping somebody else get on, you're not paying it forward, you're not building up the younger generation, then I have a lot of questions about how you see the world. To me, I want the youngins to do 10 times what I've done. I want them to be much, much, much better and much more successful, make much more money, much more clout, much more opportunities. So if you're listening, Oakwood University, covering sports, if you're part of that crew, hit up your boy at Paragon 7 Studios on the gram. You guys are immediately on the show if you're interested. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Overdosing from drugs or alcohol, don't run. Call 911. Maryland's Good Samaritan law protects you. You cannot be legally arrested, charged, or prosecuted for using drugs or for simple possession. The person overdosing is protected too. If you see the emergency and choose not to help, the law won't protect you. Be a Good Samaritan. Call 911, stay and help. Learn more at stopoverdose.maryland.gov.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Griselda, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sose, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just, you know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100%. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, Pinch Me, I'm Dreaming. That is just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.
Summertime is here. Oh, Hoagie Fest. Here I come. Hoagie Fest.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here. We're mixing it up with hoagies, clubs, quesadillas, and more. All for $6 and under. Savor a summer of sandwiches and savings.
Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Gotta have a Wawa.
Touch can mean so many things, even for people with moderate to severe eczema. Touch can make two feel like one, or simply be a helping hand. Dupixent can help you stay ahead of eczema as you welcome the feeling of touch. Dupixent helps block a key source of inflammation inside the body that can cause eczema to help heal your skin from within. Many adults saw 90% clearer skin. Some even achieved long-lasting clearer skin and fast itch relief after the first dose. Severe allergic reactions can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain, vision changes, or blurred vision, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop asthma or other medicines without talking to your doctor. Dupixent, the number one prescribed biologic by dermatologists and allergists, helps you feel the heal. See the difference for yourself. Reach out to your eczema specialist today.